Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is an evolution of your higher self episode today with myself and the wonderful Melissa Ells. So I am Harmony. You may or may not have heard me before on the podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. I do every second episode is a Harmony Inspired Health episode, and this is its own little series, Evolution to Your Higher Self, and I co-host that with the wonderful Mel. So I'm an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner, the founder of the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy, and a clinical business mentor for women in the health and wellness space. And my beautiful co-host Mel, she is a mindset energetics mentor. I will hand it over to Mel to elaborate on that.
Yeah, hey everyone, I'm Melissa, a mindset energetics mentor for personal and business growth. I'm also the student success mentor at the Ayurveda Academy, and I absolutely love it. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation today. But before that, we always start the podcast with our wins. So Harmony, what has been your win for the week or the past week?
What has been my win for the week? So yesterday I ran a masterclass for my Ayurveda Alchemist launch, and it was all about how to use Ayurveda to become a more successful health and wellness professional. And I want to be like, oh yes, it was a total win. But to be honest, like the first half hour or so, my throat was fully tickling and irritating me, and I had to keep like muting it and trying to cough and trying to sort myself out. And for those who ever have ever run a masterclass, you're like talking, you're trying to be high energy, it goes for like an hour and a half, and I'm just like, oh my god, of all the days. But I got through it, I pulled through, I did it, and the women that showed up to the live were absolutely beautiful, and it was amazing to run the class. So it was enjoyable in one sense, so it is a win that I got through it, but it definitely wasn't without its hurdles, that's for sure. So what's your win, Mel?
Yeah, my win for the week has been I've had a really challenging week on all fronts, on all aspects of life, and I think my win when I'm stepping back and looking at it is really the resilience that I had to pull through. There are moments, there are days where, you know, you just let, I hid in my room for the day and just, you know, allowed me to feel the emotions and get like better perspective and really held myself through that. But yeah, just having the tools and utilizing them in the times that we really need it, because there's so many times where, you know, it's so easy to use your tools when things are fine. It's so easy to show up for yourself and meditate and have self-awareness when shit's easy. But when shit is not easy and you feel so broken and so overwhelmed and you can't breathe, you can't get yourself out of the bedroom, that is when you need to dig deep and really utilize those tools. So yeah, I'm really proud of myself that I, you know, used the tools and pulled myself out and still moving through the day, showing up, still feeling the shit, but moving through the days, just showing up. So yeah, that's my big win for the week.
I'm super proud of you too. And you are one of the most resilient women I know. So I definitely think that you have had an amazing week in the way that you have held yourself and shown up. And as you know, we were saying, I did the masterclass, the Ayurveda Alchemist launch yesterday. And so we are like in the middle of this sort of launch period. Mel is my co-worker in the Ayurveda Alchemist program. So we've both had to really show up and we're just such like, I guess, honest people. So we show up how we show up. And if we're having to like up level it a little bit by putting a bit of the, oh, you know, everything's awesome, we let you know. That's what we've had to do. But it is so amazing when you think, oh, I can't, like even today, right, Mel, like you've been going through your shit. I've been going through mine and it's like, are we on for this podcast? And we're like, no, you know what? We are freaking on for this podcast, because one of my biggest values in business is building community. And I feel really proud that we have built such a beautiful community, both in the Ayurveda Alchemist program, the Ayurveda Women's Health Sisterhood, which this is live streaming to, and the Women in Business and Beyond. They're like the three business fronts that we have. And we've built such a beautiful community of wonderful, wonderful women and souls who are just doing their best every day. And so I think that if we can show up and be really honest and just be who we are, but keep that community going, no matter how we're feeling, like you said, just not on the good days. Don't just show up for the good shit. Mm-hmm. We're in it. And we have been in it for a long time, and we're in it no matter what, because this is our life purpose. This is our dharma and what we want to be doing. And I think that you have to be really true to that. And on that, our topic today is how to get clear on your purpose, because a few events that we have run lately, specifically with the women in business, one of the big themes that have come up to our attention is that women are struggling to find clarity on A, their direction, or B, and mostly B, on their purpose, even though they feel like they're doing what they want to do. But because it's not working straight away, they question if that is their purpose. And we really wanted to break that down for you today, how to get clear and what is purpose? Like, what is your purpose? How do you get clear on what you want to do in life? And how do you get clear on your purpose? And how does that actually relate to your dharma? So that is what we're here to discuss today. And we are showing up probably not quite as our higher selves, but we are here and we are showing up.
I love that. And you know what? I had a beautiful friend, a mutual friend of ours, Anna. She messaged me because I'm like, you know, we had that amazing event on Friday. And I said, like, you may see me on socials, I'm showing up, like, even though I'm emotional, but when I'm showing up and I feel so good when I show up, just like right now, right? So before this podcast, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw my effing laptop in the bin. It wasn't working. But when it's time to show up, I show up and I feel so good. And Anna had said that, you know, it is not you faking it or putting a mask on. You're tapping into that highest version of yourself, that technology doesn't bother her. Whatever shit's going on in your life doesn't bother her. And she shows up so in her power. So that is what we're doing now. Even though all this stuff is going on, we're like showing up and we're stepping into that highest version of ourselves and go, I am on and I'm effing empowered. Like, let's go. So I'm so excited. We're here. We're showing up. And I love how you're talking about the difference between purpose and dharma, like, of the, you know, what is purpose? And a lot of women are going, I don't know what my purpose is. And they think that when they hear the Ayurveda word dharma, it is just a replacement word for purpose, which it kind of is but isn't. So I'd love, Harmony, for you to be able to explain the difference between dharma and purpose.
So you're right. I think when we hear the word dharma in the West specifically, we grab a word and we translate it to a direct translation. And we do that with a lot of things, a lot of the ancient wisdoms, a lot of the ancient philosophies. And so dharma has become the trendy Sanskrit word for our purpose. And what we see as our purpose is this big sort of, we're born for this one big thing. But dharma, in the context of Ayurvedic philosophy, it really encompasses one's duty, righteousness, and their moral obligations in alignment with universal law. So what it is it's showing up as your higher self in all aspects of your life. That is dharma. So whether you are right now, us, trying to show up as our higher self, we are in alignment with our dharma right now. Our dharma doesn't have to be, our dharma is creating this podcast and spreading the wisdom near, far and wide. Our dharma is actually being in alignment to what we are here to do and to show up in that right way with moral obligations. Because we could come on here if we thought that our dharma is just to create this podcast and get out there and do our business. It means that we could just come on here and fluff around and say whatever and not be real and not be true, you know? Mm. And that's actually not in alignment with dharma, even though we're doing the activity or the thing that we feel is our purpose. So dharma is so much more than just your purpose. And when I look at the difference between purpose and dharma, I also look at what is your soul's purpose? And that's sort of like that overarching mission or calling that aligns to your true essence. It's like, what have you come here in this human form on this earth to experience, to do, and to be, and to witness, and to be part of? This is the evolution of your soul's purpose. And we know that it's an evolution because obviously when we're a little baby or a kid, it's not going to be the same thing. We're not going to feel as purposeful doing the same thing we did as a kid, which our purpose then is to really explore and to play and to learn and to absorb things. And yes, that could be part of our purpose as an adult, but it evolves and it changes. And especially for women who are in business, we often get it so attached with our purpose being our business, but it doesn't have to be. And sometimes if we're lucky enough for it to be, it can still evolve. So that's where we come down to what is our current purpose. And that refers to the specific goals or objects in pursuing your life right now in alignment with your dharma. And remember that dharma is the right duty, the moral obligations, and being in alignment with the universal flow and law. So that's how I differentiate between dharma and purpose and how to tap in and understand what is our purpose for this current moment, what is our soul's purpose, what did we actually come here to evolve to do, and then are we in alignment, are we on our dharmic path always? Like, how can we keep checking ourselves to make sure that we are?
Yeah. And I love that. I love how you break down that our purpose isn't just this one big thing that we've come in here in this lifetime to achieve. It is like, it's broken down into our soul purpose. What is that soul purpose for our evolution of our soul? What is our current in this phase in our life? What are we here to do right here, right now? And then our dharmic, our big purpose of our, you know, our incarnation. What is it, that overarching dharmic purpose? And I love it. And when I think about that, it brings you back into that present moment. What is it right here, right now? You know, I love hearing you explain that, and for this message to get out there, because, you know, especially women in business, they get so caught up in, like you said, their business being their purpose, to break that down and to have clarity. So I hope you girls listening out there have really allowed that to sink in, and it starts shifting for you, and you're able to take that weight off your shoulder that my business is my purpose, and that is the one big encompassing purpose, and that's it. So thank you for sharing.
Because our life does go through stages. So when we, you know, first have our children, we have this innate purpose to really care and look after this little tiny baby. Like, you can't just leave it there and go chase what you think is your big soul's purpose every day. You have to be there, and you have to really look after that baby. And if you feel that your soul's purpose and the whole reason you're here is to have children and have babies and raise them, and you do that, and then they get to adulthood and then they leave the nest, so they move out and find their own sort of dharma and purpose, then what is your purpose? It's all there's an evolution to it. So we really have to just think about stepping into it every day as we present ourselves, and doing, if you can evolve into that higher self as much as you can every day, that is your dharma. That really is purpose.
Love that. So beautifully put in harmony.
Thank you. So Mel, understanding your soul's energetic values, I really want to tie that into purpose. And from there, then we can get into that clarity piece. But I think it's really important to just have this background first before we get into how we can get really clear on the different purposes that we have.
Yeah, so, you know, and a lot of our listeners out here have done, you know, some kind of work around values. What is their values? And I want to just take it deeper than that, because our, especially like the top three values, it's not, you know, when I first did value work, I had written down my family, my health, and I can't even remember what the other ones was. See how irrelevant it is now, but it was so important to me back then. And, you know, because as a mother, you think that, oh, my family is my top priority. It's a value of mine. And my, you know, my health is a value of mine. And I had to really check myself and go, if my health was such a top value of mine, then why is pizza and pasta one of my favorite foods? So obviously it's not, because if it was a true value, that would be a hell no. You know what I mean? So when I went deeper and asked myself questions on, if I had 3 months to live, right? How would I be spending my life, and what would be valuable to me? What would be a priority to me, right? And for me, what was very valuable for me is connection. Connection first and foremost with myself, with the source, with universe, God, whatever you want to name you want to use, that connection, and connection with people is super important to me. That love and that connection. The other one is growth. If I'm not learning and growing and generating my own wisdom and imparting that wisdom, then I feel shit. Like, I know my last days on earth would be connecting with people, learning, growing, sharing wisdom. And the third one is having so much fun. Like, I love to have fun, and I don't like to be serious very much of the time, and have that joy, because we came in here to have fun. And if we're not having fun, we're not raising our frequency. We're not magnetizing anything. Because take off purpose, take off work, business, all that shit. We are here to have fun. Earth is our playground. And you look at the kids, how much fun are they having? Right. So to get back into that state of fun and joy. So that for me is my top three values. And I even have them on my screen. So when I'm brushing my teeth and I have a question underneath there, what have you booked in or something in your week that taps into all three values? And I know that if I go through the end of the week and I'm feeling shitty, like, God, I've had a crap week, I ask myself, did I do anything with connection, growth, or fun? And if I did not do one, all three in that week, I feel like I'm not fulfilled. I feel yucky, even though I've done the things. But if I didn't do it with value, like implementing my values in there, I feel so disconnected. But the weeks that I look at that and I remind myself, oh, I don't have any connection here. Crap, I'm going to, you know, go and do a meditation, or, you know, I'm feeling like catching up with a friend. I'm going to book in to go have a cup of tea or whatever. You know, oh, I don't have any fun. All right, I'm going to do good quality family time and we're going to go out to the beach or something that's going to bring me fun. Then they're the weeks that I feel so fulfilled and connected. So how do we bring these energetic values? Because it's not just, it's your soul value, but these values have energetic frequencies. It's a way of being. So how do we tie that into our purpose, right? So I'm going to give an example of myself. So my soul purpose for me to evolve, my dharmic soul purpose, is really my soul has come here to help in this time, to help wake up consciousness and fast track that evolution process into 5D. So what does that look like? How does that even tie in with my energetic values? Well, everything that I do is I connect with people. I have to connect within myself. I have to connect in with my guides to receive messages, and I'm having to connect with people to impart the wisdom. So connection, and always operate from a place of love and connection. Right. So if you look at my business, that's what I do. I connect, like Harmony's talking about, building community. You know, I'm always connecting with the people. And then growth. I'm forever growing and evolving. I'm always constantly learning, and I'm imparting that growth, knowledge and wisdom to anyone that I come in with so they can grow and evolve. And then I have so much fun in what I'm doing, hence the events, hence why I work with Harmony, because it's just so much fun, right? So you can see now how you can tie in your energetic values, which people go, okay, that's my personal values, my business values are different. They all tie in, because what is your soul energetic value? If you're not tying it into your business, you're going to feel flat. You're not going to feel connected. You're going to feel disconnected because your business isn't in alignment with you and your values, if that's making sense. So I'm hoping as I'm talking through, you can start thinking about looking at your values, reworking your values, and start thinking, how does that tie in? Does those values, are they bringing in and connecting into my business or not?
Beautifully said. And I definitely resonate so much with those energetic values. I feel like you took the words right out of my mouth when you were explaining that. I'm like, that's me. That's mine. That's us. Maybe that's why we work so well together and have like epic conversations, because we have the same values. I'm like, oh, maybe that's what we're just energetically connected on that value level, which is really nice, because when you are building connections with others, you do want to connect on that energetic value ladder, right? Because if your values are misaligned, there's a misalignment in maybe the way that you not communicate, but the ways that you, the things that you bond over, basically. And you don't always have to have the exact same values as someone else. Like, it's not like that, because we learn and we grow from others. But if growth is one of your values, you can understand and accept that of somebody else. Their value is different, but you know what? I like being around them for this aspect, and I grow and learn from them when, even though that might be their value, that is definitely not mine. So I think it's really interesting talking about those values. And I guess the big question is that I hear a lot is, I just want to get really clear on what I want. I want a lot of clarity on what I should be doing, especially women who get to sort of that midlife mark, you know, where like we're both turning 40 in the next few weeks. Starting to really question, you know, like what is it that I want? And if I am in my business and it's not working perfectly, like, is this my purpose? Am I meant to be doing this? And if it's in your life, in your relationships, like you just want that, they want that clarity. They want clarity on everything. And you know what? There's really two answers to this question regarding how to get really clear. And the first one is that life is ever changing. So you might get really clear in the moment and clear on the direction you want to go in with your business or your career. But that clarity might change as you evolve and as your purpose changes. So we have to be more adaptable to change, because change is inevitable. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever will. Nothing ever can, because of the form that we are living in, the world that we are living in. Everything changes. Like, we don't have dinosaurs here anymore, right? No, because we have evolved away from dinosaur land. Things change. And so what the best we can do is get what we feel is really clear on what we want now and what we want our future to look like. But we have to accept that we may change for the better and things may pivot, because that's just the nature of nature and the world. So how do you get really clear on what you want? You've got to ask yourself the question. Mm. You've got to sit there and say, give yourself the space and time to ask, what is it that I actually want? If I wasn't afraid to be honest with myself, because I think we often corner ourselves by saying, oh, I really want a business that's making 100K a year or 1 million a year, but I know that's never going to happen. And I'm just going to play small and stay working in my 9-to-5 because that's easy. So I'm going to dream something else and I'll get really clear on what I'm going to have for dinner. So that's it. I'm just going to get clear on what I'm going to have for dinner today. And it's going to be a tofu curry. Great. So I've worked on my clarity piece today. But no, that's not it, because we've allowed our subconscious mind to sabotage us, or our ahamkara, our ego mind, to sabotage what we actually really want. And we're not even allowing ourselves to go there. So how can we get clear on what we really want? So first of all, asking, is this, if we're talking about our relationship, is this the relationship that I want? It's an easy answer. It's a yes or a no. It's not a yes, but, or a no, but. It's just a yes or a no. Right. If it's a yes, perfect. Move on. Look at the next piece of your life. If it's a no, and being really honest with yourself, why is it a no? What do you want out of a relationship? And it doesn't mean that you need to move, change relationships. It just means find out why it's not what you want and get really clear on the steps you can do to start getting what you want from a relationship. Because that's the only way that you're going to get really clear and achieve what you want. If it's to do with your business, is this the business model that I'm really happy with? Even if there's challenges within the business, am I happy to overcome those challenges? Because we all know that you can't just sail through life, right? This is about evolution to your higher self, meaning that there are going to be obstacles all the way. There always has been for everyone in the whole world. There always will be. So we can't avoid the obstacles. But if we're really clear on what we want, we are happy to overcome those obstacles if they get in the way, because we have such clarity and direction of where we want to go and who we want to be and how we want to show up. But you have to first ask yourself, what exactly does that look like? So I think if you can sit down and strategize with yourself over a nice cup of chai tea and ask, what do I really want? Without letting my ego or self-doubts getting in the way, without letting my perceived limitations like time or money getting in the way. What is it that I really want? And you might be like, what I really want? I want to travel the world. I just want to be like traveling for, I don't know, 6 months of the year and then having a business for 6 months. You know, that may not seem realistic, but write it down, because you never know. It could be. You could start to travel more. It might not be straight off the bat. You might not be like, right, well, I'm packing my suitcases, getting my passport out and flying off tomorrow around the world. But you have clarity on that's where you want to go. Like the start of the year, there are so many countries I want to go to, and there are some that I have written down that I can get to this year. Not all of them, no. But then there are some that I can get to the year after and the year after, and I'm getting really clear and focused on where I want to go, instead of saying, oh, I want to travel. No. I want to go to Costa Rica.
I want to go to India. I'm going to Bali in a couple of weeks. I'm going to New Zealand in a couple of months to teach the ISL. And I'm going to go to India at the start of next year because I've planned that in my head. And I know I will get to Costa Rica. I know I will get to all the places I want to go because I've been really clear on what I want. I want to go to Spain. I'm going to get there. You watch this. You watch it. And once you can get clear on what you want, then you can start to put in the steps of how you're actually going to achieve that. So, Mel, do you have anything or any other strategies you have in understanding what you really want? Like, how do you manifest that or see that or have that vision for yourself?
Yeah. So I think the first thing really is, you know, deep down, I think when you take some time to carve out and do the exercises and get the clarity, which Harmony was talking about, sit down, get really clear and honest with yourself. I think to help you along that is really come back to acceptance of where you are. And I think that is the biggest key for me that I've seen in myself and I've seen others is accepting where you are in your current reality. Because when you become acceptance of where you are, like, okay, shit, I want to travel all these places, but my current budget or my current finances isn't matching up with what I want to do. So instead of being in denial and go, oh, that's fine, I'm just going to write what I want and so be it, accept it. Because I'm telling you now, I've tried to push things under the rug and some of those things are coming to bite me in the ass right now because I'm like, I don't need to accept that right now. I can just ignore it and focus on my future. But in order for you to call in that life that you are desiring, you need to accept and you need to face and make room for your desires to come in. We need to clear out the cobwebs of our closets. Make sure it's opened, all the skeletons are out, you faced it. Yep, I don't like you. Let's have a conversation. Let's do the work by taking you out and throwing you in the bin, cleaning it all up, freshening it all up, right? So just really accepting and embracing the challenges that we face as lessons. What lesson, what is this challenge showing me right now? What do I need to accept? What do I need to work on? What emotions do I need to face and work through? Because once you can do that, then the manifestation, then the quantum leaps are going to be able to come. Then you're going to be able to get to, if we're sticking on the holiday example, then we're going to be able to travel those holidays. Then we're making energetically, making room for new to come through. But I'm telling you, your desires are not going to want to come in when your house is messy, so to speak. You know what I mean? It doesn't want to live in your home. Your home is your energetic self internally. If it's shit, if it smells like mold, there's creepy crawlies everywhere, it's not going to want to come in. So clear all that kind of stuff. What is not serving you anymore, whether it be relationships, whether it be friendships, whether it be things in your business, if it's not lighting you up, you know, what things in your life, what traits that you have that may be toxic, you know, what things in your life do you need to let go of in order for the new to come in order for your purpose, your dreams, your desire to come through? And I think that's another thing is that acceptance and letting things go is, if you truly are living on purpose, you're constantly doing the work to let go of the old and stepping into the new. You're constantly on that path of your dharma. You're constantly on your path of your purpose. And on that path, as you're working, it might be overgrown. You're like, oh, crap, I thought I cleared everything out. Let's clear it out again. So that path, you have clarity. When you feel, and I want you to think back in life, when you feel like, okay, I have so much clarity on my purpose and I'm taking all the aligned steps and I'm clearing shit out and life seems to be good, and all of a sudden you're not clear on your purpose, you feel overwhelmed, shit in your life is happening, you're like, oh, you're feeling like you can see a dream even bigger for yourself. You can vision it. You're like, oh my God, I feel so like I don't have clarity. I don't know what my purpose is anymore. It's because, remember, we're talking about your current purpose. You've shifted in a phase in your life and you're having to do the work. You're having to accept where you're at. You have to get crystal clear on where you're wanting to go and what you need to let go of, and then take those, like realign yourself, cut those branches down and keep walking on your path. Don't side sweep, step onto another path that's kind of walked on and you're like, oh, that doesn't have stuff on there. It looks easy. Let's go over there. No, get acceptance. Let go of what's not serving you. Get crystal clear on your clarity, on your purpose, and then just take those aligned steps.
Absolutely. And yeah, exactly. Remembering what your current purpose is. And you know what? It might be that messy, crappy part of your life where the current purpose is to grow through the shit. Grow through the obstacles. That is your current purpose. Doesn't mean it's your overarching soul purpose, but it is your current purpose. And when you're doing that on a dharmic path, things start to align. You actually grow and evolve out of it instead of staying stuck in it and stuck in that victim mentality and not feeling like you can't get out of it. Because when you work through the things, it's still hard, but you know that you have this bigger picture, that you're this clarity of where you want to get to. And so you can move through that slowly, one step at a time. So I think just to break it all down for you guys, just step by step, is we really spoke about the understanding and accepting exactly where you're at right now, but also asking yourself the questions, where do you want to go? So what is that clarity piece? What exactly do you want? Because you cannot get anywhere if you don't know exactly what you want. Don't say what you don't want, say what you do want without the limitations holding you back. So then you know you're accepting where you're at, and then you're looking for the future exactly where you want to go. Then start to understand, what is my current purpose? Like, what is my purpose now? Because when I can start to tackle that, it's going to help me get to where I want to go. And doing some reflection on what do you feel like you've been called here to do or to learn? And again, it doesn't have to be business related. It could be to learn unconditional love. It could be to learn to express myself through creativity. Like, our soul purpose isn't this fixated sort of thing that society puts in front of us. So start to question that. What is your zone of genius? We spoke about this yesterday on the masterclass, like understanding your zone of genius, because that really is an alignment with your soul's purpose when you can understand that. So looking at where you're currently at, accepting that, where you want to go, getting really clear on that, and what your current purpose is, your soul purpose is, and then, am I on my dharmic path? Meaning, am I showing up as best I can, even in the messy crap? Am I in alignment with righteous living and the duty that I am on today? I think that's a bit of a wrap. Do you have anything else to say?
That is a wrap.
That is a wrap. So I hope this helped you guys at least be inspired and motivated to sit there and think, right, you know, today I'm going to carve out some time and I am going to get really freaking clear on what I want. I'm going to really accept where I'm at and ask, like, say, where am I at? Because sometimes we don't even reflect on that. We're so busy just trying to get to the next thing or do the things that we're in this constant go, go, go mode. We don't even actually ground ourselves enough to be like, oh, shit, I'm here. Or, hey, I'm actually further along than I thought. You, this is amazing. So really doing some reflective work is going to give you the clarity. And then you get laser focused clarity when you start to implement action, because when you implement the action, you get even clearer because you're like, yes, this is it, or no, this isn't it. And we rework that. One thing that we would love, love, love to invite you all to is our wonderful Elevate retreat that we are having. It's a 3-night retreat for holistic leaders to come and really immerse yourself in all of these teachings and wisdoms and get really clear and understand your purpose and your dharma and how you can relate that in your business. So if you're in a health and wellness business, or how you can just implement that into your life. So we're going to do a lot of somatic body work practices, some breath work. We're doing a lot of rituals to get you really into the essence of your truest self so that you can have a lot of clarity to reflect on all of these things. The retreat is the 3rd to the 6th of March. We have a few spots left, so please message us or go to the show notes in this podcast for the retreat link and come along with your bestie. It is going to be so, so amazing, and we cannot wait. Hey, Mel.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, like I wish there was a retreat like that for us to go to and held space, one that really touches on all the aspects, not just business, but like the whole holistic approach to business to really get that holistic success in business, you know, mind, body, soul, strategy, everything. So it's going to be really beautiful and it's intimate as well. So it's only a few spots so we can really spend time with you to go deep, get clarity, and for you guys to come out and just nail it.
Yes. And we are also doing a little giveaway there, which is super exciting. So one of the retreat participants will be walking away with our Alchemy of Her personalized coaching program as well to go even deeper. So Alchemy of Her is all about you and your business, getting one-to-one sessions, strategy sessions with myself, who has worked in the health and wellness industry for over 19 years, running multiple businesses, and with Melissa, who is a mindset energetics coach, because to really implement the strategies and to go big and to, you know, really honor that purpose, you need to have the mindset behind it. So we work together with you in a one-to-one capacity. You also get bonus voice coaching with us between your face-to-face sessions. So one of our lucky guests from the retreat is going to go in the draw to win this bonus program as well, which is amazing. So jump on there, come to retreat, and you may even be walking away with an Alchemy of Her program. Thank you. Thanks, Mel.
Bye. Thanks, guys. See you next episode.
Bye. Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious, though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.